Here's a thought I'll title, Fact or Metaphor? And I have to confess, this is not my idea. This is an idea I picked up from Guy Tall from rereading his book, More Than a Rock. And he discusses this at great length, and I think with a lot to think about. And basically, he divides photography, for at least the purposes of this discussion, into two kinds of photographs. Photographs he uses the term representational to describe, and these are the kind of photographs that literally represent the world. The photographer is there, they see something, they record it as a fact, as a statement. I was here, this is what I saw, I want you to see it. It's intended to be an accurate representation of the world, an accurate representation of the world. That's all well and good. Lots of photographers do that kind of work. Matter of fact, I suspect all of us do that kind of work from time to time. But Guy Tall also describes a different kind of photography. He uses the term creative. Creative photography is different than representational photography. Representational photography presents us a fact of this bit of scene existed. Creative photography attempts to do something completely different. It attempts to convey our emotions. It wants to ask questions. It exaggerates reality sometimes. Sometimes it diminishes reality. It modifies reality so that it can be a personally expressive statement. It's a different kind of approach to photography. And there, realism doesn't count because it's not a fact that's being presented, but a metaphor for a train of thought, a metaphor for a reaction. And I think this is an idea that we all need to think about with some clarity, because it affects fairly dramatically how we think about all kinds of other issues in photography. For example, do you clone out a telephone pole that's in the middle of your landscape? If you're presenting a factual representation of what is there, you might have to think twice before you did that, because the telephone pole was there. On the other hand, if you're creating a piece of artwork that's a creative artwork, it's intended to be a metaphor where fact is less important than feelings and emotions and etc., you can clone out the telephone pole without thinking about it. So I think it's a useful train of thought. What kind of photography do you do? Do you do only representational photography or only creative photography? Do you do sometimes representational photography but mostly creative photography, vice versa? It's worth it to think through these issues, not only with our career in general, but maybe even with a given project, maybe even with a given image. It helps us think through what it is we're trying to accomplish and what the best way and the most honest way to do that is.